You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, it's a Friday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Steph Curry scored 35 points, but didn't get much help from the rest of his teammates in Thursday night's loss to the Denver Nuggets. I don't know what the Warriors can do. I want to talk about this. They've got some problems on the offensive glass that we'll get to a little bit, and I've got a question from Twitter about Draymond Green and how he can better contribute to this roster, but all of that later on. I want to start with this Steph Curry stuff, because this was the first game in which he scored at least 30 points and the Warriors lost. Before Thursday night, before losing to Denver, the Warriors were 5-0 when Steph scored 30 or more points in a game. And that had really been the formula for them to win, right? Steph scores 30-plus, you get contributions from Andrew Wiggins, Eric Paschal, Draymond Green, Kelly Oubre to a certain extent, James Wiseman to a certain extent. But it is becoming clearer and clearer as teams key in even more on Steph and make things even more difficult for him that there's nobody on this roster really who can create his own shot consistently. And so that's the issue that we're dealing with here. It's not just the production. You got to go past the box score here, right? It's not just the fact that they didn't get another player to score, you know, 20 points in the game, right? I mean, you get 16 points from Andrew Wiggins, 18 points from James Wiseman, 14 points from Kelly Oubre, 8 from Eric Paschal. You know, and some of those points were done in garbage time. You get 35 from Steph. But all of their points, everybody else outside of Steph, got their points because so much attention was being paid to Steph Curry. Now, the Nuggets didn't go box and one like Indiana did. They didn't go box and one like Toronto did. But they did double him almost very, very consistently. Almost every time he was down past half court, they would send a double team. Every time he came off of a screen, they would help, they would blitz, they would send a double team. There were times when Steph was facing a triple team. And the problem when Steph faces those kinds of defenses is that he gets blitzed. And because he's only 6'3", he has a hard time passing over the top. And that's what makes, you know, guys like Draymond Green and even Andrew Wiggins to a certain extent so important, because they could come and help him. Right? That's what makes the screen setting of Kevon Looney, which I've talked about, and the screen setting of James Wiseman, which I've talked about, so important, is because it helps provide Steph that interference and that space. But there was nobody really helping Steph in that game. And it's pretty jarring to watch to watch Steph bring the ball up past half court, get immediately double or triple teamed, and then nobody really able to help him. Right? And there's a reason why. I mean, Steph had 7 turnovers in the game. There's a reason for that. And some of them were just silly passes. He had that one pass that he threw down half court, the full length of the court, to Kelly Oubre for no real reason other than he probably felt forced to find some sort of easy bucket. And Curry after the game said they shouldn't have done that, but I don't really blame him. I mean, their half court offense was stagnant. People weren't moving. You weren't getting the ball pinging around. You weren't getting much of anything outside of Steph Curry forcing up miraculous falling away three-pointers and getting fouled. And using his dribble moves to get out of these double and triple teams and eventually getting to the rim where there was more space because he was getting doubled, you know, after a high screen. And you can't rely on Steph to consistently do that. You can't ask him to do that every night. All right, he scored 35 points tonight after being limited to, I don't know, 30% shooting combined the last two nights, maybe even worse. I don't know what the Warriors do. That's the problem. You've got people out here writing, this is what they should do. If it was that easy, it would be done. There's not much that the Warriors can do. Can they use James Wiseman in the pick and roll a little bit more? Yeah, but Steve Kerr outlined, I thought, pretty thoroughly last night why that's been a problem for them, is that you know, he's young, he's new, this team is new. Throwing that lob isn't as easy as it looks all the time. Just because the dude's 7'1", it doesn't mean that that lob is going to be there every time. The spacing is a concern, the timing is a concern. That again, that comes with more reps, that comes with time. They'll figure that out. I'm not that worried about that part. The part that I am worried about is the fact that outside of Steph, there is nobody on this team that you can just hand the ball off to and have him make something happen. Even when Steph is getting double teamed, that should open up opportunities for everybody else. Nobody else on this team is getting double teamed at any point. At any point. Andrew Wiggins is not getting double teamed. Kelly Oubre is not even being defended at this point. Likewise for Draymond Green, and I'll get to him later. But that's where the talent disparity is really evident when you go against a team like Denver, where they have Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. And all of a sudden, you've got Will Barton doing things. You've got Paul Millsap doing things. Hell, PJ Dozier was doing stuff off the bench for them. Eric Paschal would have to be better. He has the tendency to be able to create his own shot. I didn't think that Steve Kerr... I don't know that he should have played Kevon Looney and Eric Paschal together so much in that second unit the way that he did. I didn't think Kevon Looney was all that impactful. In fact, I think he was a team worst. Well, Steph was actually a team worst minus 21. That's, you know, you played so many minutes, I guess that was going to happen. But Kevon Looney was a minus 17 in 10 minutes. I mean, he only played 10 minutes, and it was not a very impactful 10 minutes. I thought they could have went with more of Eric Paschal as a small ball five, less of minutes aligned with Kevon Looney, but I don't know that that would have necessarily changed the game. And it certainly doesn't change the fact that there's an issue on this roster as far, even with Andrew Wiggins, as good as he's been this year, against other starters, he's not really creating for himself as much as you'd like to see. It's really always against a bent defense, a defense already manipulated by Steph Curry's gravity. And by the way, that's what Steph does really well, and it's good when other players on his team can benefit from that. But it's a problem, especially on nights when Steph doesn't score 35 points in the game to keep you in it. So I don't know what the Warriors can do to fix it. I really don't, other than just ask Steph to keep doing this and hope that you don't play a team as well, as good as Denver, as talented as Denver every night. All right. I want to get to our stat of the game next, but first, let's talk about betonline.ag. The NFL playoffs are here this weekend. If you're paying attention, now is the time to put some money down. Look, the Raiders aren't in it. The 49ers aren't in it. My Miami Dolphins aren't in it. If you want to get invested in these games, give yourself a little taste. Give yourself a little taste. You go online. There's only one place that has you covered, one place I trust. It's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get a 50% welcome bonus. So you're going to put down your initial deposit. You're going to get half of that back. That's free money to go win more money with. You're already winning before you even place a bet. How can you beat that? Again, the NFL playoffs are here. It's an exciting time to bet on the games. I love that Kansas City, last time I checked, was only a 10-point favorite over Cleveland. I think that the Chiefs are a much better team than the Browns. I would be taking that 10-point line all the way to the bank. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. It's time for our stat of the day. 10 offensive rebounds the Warriors gave up to the Nuggets. The Warriors this year are giving up an average of 11.1 offensive rebounds to their opponent per game. That's third worst in the NBA. Something's got to give. The defensive rebounding has to be better. You can't be giving up those second chance opportunities. The defense overall has to get better. It was a poor performance against the Nuggets. They'll be. I actually believe that was an anomaly. I think that they will overall return to the way that they were playing the last, I don't know, four or five games, right? Where they were holding opponents to fewer than 110 points per game, which is right where this team needs to be. Like a fringe top 10 defense. That's what they were. And they weren't last night. So they'll get more stops. But they've got a... The offensive rebounds are a constant issue. The offensive rebounds are... You're going to have bad defensive nights. But the consistent thread throughout this year defensively has been the fact that they give up way too many points on the glass. And look, it's Eric Paschal said it after the game. It's not a technique thing. It's just boxing out, effort, energy, all that stuff. And I think that in particular, when you look at the guys that are getting these offensive rebounds, it's Paul Millsap with three of them, Jamal Murray with two of them, Jamichael Green, who basically plays wing for Denver, with three of them. I mean, these guys are flying in from the perimeter and grabbing offensive rebounds. It's not Nikola Jokic, you know, getting all these offensive rebounds. It's not, you know, the big centers getting all these offensive rebounds. It's not Bol Bol getting the offensive rebounds. It's these wings that are flying in from the perimeter. And it's guys, and Steph Curry has mentioned this a few times over the year. He needs to do a better job boxing out on his man. And yeah, that's probably true, but when the dude's out there having to score 35 points and dribble through triple teams every time he's down on the other side of the offense, he's not going to be boxing out on defense. He's just not. There's only so much that he can do, energy-wise. I mean, guys like Andrew Wiggins, Kelly Oubre, they could do a better job, probably, boxing out. This team needs to figure something out. And I don't know if there is a move to be made. I'm not really sure what else they could do. Because all the issues that I talked about in the first segment, the fact that you have a hard time creating shots outside of Steph, well, that's not going to be improved by getting some sort of lumbering, bruising 7-footer out there who's going to cramp the spacing on the floor. That's one of the reasons why Eric Paschal is playing small ball 5. Paschal is a good rebounder for his position at the 4. At the 5, he's very undersized, obviously. And there's things... Look, he's been a net positive because he can create shots, because he can increase the spacing and play make and do a little of all those things. But he does give up size on the glass, and they give up a lot of second chance points. Now, you just hope that you can make up for it. And for the most part, they have. Against Denver, they didn't. So what do you do then? Because everything here is connected. It is not as simple as, well, they have a hard time with the offensive rebounding, so go get a new center, play James Wiseman more minutes, or whatever it is. It's just not as simple because everything is connected. If you start playing guys like Wiseman or Kevon Looney more minutes, then what do you do with Eric Paschal, who's been so valuable in that role? Again, not a great night against Denver, but overall has been really good for them. What do you do? You can't ask Steph to be boxing out every possession. It sounds crazy. You can't ask Steph to box out every possession. It's just not going to happen. Not when he's got to do all this on offense. But if he had somebody else on offense to take some of the burden off him, yeah, maybe he doesn't give up two offensive rebounds to the opposing guard every game. So that's what I'm saying. It's all connected. And so when I read stuff and I hear stuff, oh, just do this. Oh, just go sign a new center. Oh, just make this trade. Oh, just move Kelly Oubre to the second unit. All this stuff. If it was that simple, I promise you it would have been done already. Now, there's some tweaks that could be made, right? Play Kevon Looney and Eric Paschal probably fewer minutes in that second unit. That's not going to work. I still think they need to figure out ways to separate Steph and Kelly Oubre, their minutes together. I still think they need to figure out ways to separate those two a little bit more. Kelly Oubre, 30 minutes against Denver. He probably doesn't even need to really be playing that many minutes anymore. But it's not easy, man. It's not easy. And the offensive glass, you don't have to be a great rebounding team. I say this, rebounding is a loser stat. It's what bad teams like to hang their hat on. We're a bad team, but hey, we rebound the heck out of the ball. I would much rather have you put the ball in the basket and not worry about rebounds so much. But when you give up that many offensive boards and you're third to last in the NBA, no. I don't need you to be the best rebounding team in the league. That's a loser team. But you need to at least be average. You can't be the worst. And right now the Warriors are really close to being the worst. I want to talk about Draymond Green and some of the issues that we saw crop up last night against Denver. That's coming up next. Go behind the scenes of the game you love and get all sides of the story with Rejecting the Screen, the podcast here in the Locked On Podcast Network. Each week, Noah Kozlov and Adam Stanko get personal while interviewing players, coaches, media members, all the people who make the NBA happen. Subscribe to Rejecting the Screen wherever you get podcasts. It's time for our Twitter question of the game. This comes from Dania, who writes in, "Thanks, Draymond, for his no offense, no defensive game, and dumb fouls." I want to focus there on the first part, the no offense. The defense, it was an issue. He looked exhausted out there. I mean, he looked, I don't know if it was the altitude in Denver, but it's not like he hasn't played in Denver. He is recovering from a positive coronavirus test, so that could have impacted, right, his lung capacity and things like that. So I don't want to make light of that. That's a serious concern. By the way, it might be a huge advantage for Denver this season. More so than it ever had been. The altitude has always been helpful for Denver sports in general, not just the Nuggets, the Denver Broncos, etc. It might even be more of an advantage for them this year, as some of these opponents might be recovering from having the virus over the last year. That said, I'm willing to live with those sort of defensive effort. If you just don't have it, you don't have it. Sometimes you just, it's a long NBA season. Even going to a 72-game schedule from 82, it's still a long season. And if you just don't have the legs, sometimes you just don't have the legs. And that's what happens when you're past 30 years old in the NBA. Just sometimes it happens. My larger concern with Draymond Green is the fact that he is so reluctant to shoot. And he's almost trying, to me, it seems, to prove to people that he doesn't have to score to be effective. And for the most part, that's true. But man, do you have to pass up every layup to just dump it off to a teammate, to James Wiseman or Kelly Oubre or Andrew Wiggins cutting to the basket? When you have a wide-open layup, just take the layup. And look, there's a couple of games ago where he tried to dunk it, and it just hit the front of the rim, and he missed it. I don't know if he was embarrassed or if he had a realization in that moment, like, hey, maybe I just don't have that finishing ability anymore. I'm getting older. I don't know. But you can't just not do it. For as smart as Draymond and as savvy as Draymond Green is as an offensive player, because he is, he should know better than to pass up a wide open layup and dump it off to a teammate who's cutting to the basket. Great, it looks unselfish, all those things. But it also gives the defense valuable time. Half a second, even a second, is so valuable in that game to close out and contest a shot. And Draymond is so often just giving up easy looks. They're wide open sometimes, but they're makeable almost every time that he does this. And I could count there was three or four times last night against Denver where he just gave up shots that he should have been taking. He took two field goal attempts in that game. He was 0 for 2. As good as he can be in every other facet of the game, and man, he could be really, really great in every facet of the game. And he is obviously a net positive. The Warriors season turned around when Draymond Green got back in the lineup. But when Steph needs help, man, you got to do more than that. You can't just shoot twice. I thought he was starting to come out of it. Because against Indiana and against Toronto, he shot 7-8 attempts. That's fine. That's right. Like, you don't need to go out there and score 20. You can never ask. You're never going to ask. Draymond Green might not score 20 points in a game this season. But you have to take more than two, man. You have to get the defense to respect you a little bit. Because that's what this whole thing is about. If Steph Curry is going to get through this season, then opponents can't just play off of Draymond Green and assume that he's not going to shoot it. They can't play off of Kelly Oubre because he can't get his three-point shot going. These guys have to step up. And look, Kelly Oubre is clearly in his head, and there's something going on there. But I still think that he'll snap out of this eventually. But for Draymond Green, man, I mean, this is a very fixable problem. Like, you could fix this now. Just stop doing that stuff. Stop horsing around, man. Like, great, you're unselfish. We know this. We know this about you. You're an amazing player. You can get a triple-double every night if you just scored the basketball to the point where the Warriors needed you to do it. Everything else is awesome. I'm not worried about the defense last night. That he'll snap out tired legs. It happens. He'll bounce back. Monday he's gonna have three days of rest. I have no doubt he's gonna have one of his best defensive performances of the season against the Lakers. I have no doubt about that. But he better shoot more than twice. And you cannot on this offense, where easy shots are hard to come by, you can't just be passing them up. You can't be. That, to me, is the problem. You don't need Draymond Green forcing shots. But when the shot is wide open, when he is at the rim for an easy layup, you can't just dump it off to a teammate in the name of being unselfish and it, just because you're trying to prove something to somebody out there that you don't need to score in order to be an effective NBA player. So that needs to fix. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a great weekend.